Mixing Pot of the East. Cultures past and present mingle in modern Singapore.
Back in the old days, all the Arabs and the Indians and the Javanese and the Boyanese and the Malays come here. I mean, Singapore changed very fast, but this place hasn't changed a lot. It's really, really diverse. We have the Arabs with the shisha. We have the Malays who are still doing the nasi padang and the nasi goreng. You know, it's a melting pot of a lot of things. Okay, although this is where you seem to be a bit conventional, conservative, you'll be surprised what's on the other side of this street, which is called the Haji Lane. It has evolved to something very interesting. Come. So this whole lane has been taken over by young, hip entrepreneurs. You can be in Harajuku, for example. You can be in Shibuya, for example. And this is what I'm very proud of. And so it's a good place to come over.
Hi, I'm Charlene, CNN Go Singapore City Editor, and I'm about to take you up to Lantern at Fullerton Bay Hotel. Wait till you see the view when the doors open. As you can tell, it's a stunning location. The bar's just opened about a month, and right now it's pretty much the place to be. Everyone likes to come here for sunset cocktails just to enjoy the view. In the distance, you can see Marina Bay Sands, and we're going to head there next. It's pretty much the best view that you're going to get of Singapore right now. The pool is stunning. It's open to the public. The pool, however, is just for hotel guests. So I think a lot of people are going to start booking pools here just so that they can take a look at this.
My name is Kin Man, but everyone calls me Brown. So the Henderson Wave Bridge is 274 metres across, and it connects two hills. One is Telok Blangah Hill, the other one is Mount Faber, and look at the view. I think we've gotten very new, you know. We tear down old buildings at the drop of a hat, replacing it with things like car parks and food courts. Occasionally, we do something right, like build a nice bridge like that to get people back in touch with nature. I like living in a modern city, but I like that something to show my kids when they grow up. I think Singapore has the potential to be very creative. The people are creative, but I think the authorities are still not, are still trying to come to grips with the messiness that comes with creativity. Hello, monkeys!
This is Hokkien prawn noodles, or Hokkien fried noodles. And it's a very Singaporean dish, because this is the only place in the world you get this style of fried prawn noodles. A hawker is someone that hawks food along the street. When Singapore was in the early days, we weren't so developed. So all this food were basically on the streets. The government decided that, hey, it's not very hygienic to sell food on the streets. So they started to house all these hawkers into hawker centres. And this is our neighbourhood pub, you know. This is a place where after work people come, order something to eat, something to drink before they go home.
Well, this is the Blair Plain area, which is off in Tanjung Pagar. A beautiful old part of Singapore. I'm a Peranakan, so this is very typical of Peranakan neighbourhoods. The Peranakans were the first Chinese who came to Singapore a few hundred years ago. And the men came from China, they intermarried with Malays. And then the first generation were born as Chinese-Malay mix. So this is Baba House, a beautiful restored Peranakan shophouse, Chinese shophouse, restored in the style of how it was in the 1930s when a prominent businessman lived here. This is really how a lot of Singapore lived 100 years ago. I think Singapore has to remember its history, its heritage. It has evolved and matured in a very modern, cosmopolitan way. I think that the mix of people that are coming in here is really changing the landscape. We are such a small island, so we make the most of what we have. I think that is one of the strengths of Singapore, making something out of nothing. And I guess it's done very well for itself.